Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Hey, thanks for that introduction, Rachel, and I look forward to sharing more information this Christmas about everything that's going on at Sugar Hill Church on this podcast. So make sure that you're a part of Noche Divina, which is our Sugar Hill Espanol program that'll happen this Sunday evening in our chapel, because Christmas has come to Sugar Hill. And if you want more information about our entire schedule, you can find it at christmasinsugarhill.com and find out everything the church is doing as well as with our city. And so Christmas time is here. So today, let's talk about joy to your world. My dad, before anybody could open a present on Christmas Eve, always took the big family Bible. You know, the kind that has got the picture of a Clairol Jesus on the front. You opened it up and the words were like a foot high. And my dad would always open that Bible and he would read from the old King James Version, the story of Christmas out of Luke chapter 2. And we all knew that when dad started reading, it wasn't that he was just going to read it. It was like my dad had to read it, unpack it, teach us something about it. And 30 minutes later, we were all just dying to try and either eat or start opening presents. But with that in mind, let's just look at two verses today. In Luke chapter 2, beginning in verse 10, it says, "But the angel said to the shepherds, 'Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people.'" That sentence is so important. Don't be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord, and this will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. Of all the wonderful promises contained in the Christmas story, the one that seems to be missing the most today is great joy. How many people do you know that would describe their life as being full of great joy? And yet, that is the proclamation by the angels to the shepherds. The Savior of the world would bring good news of great joy for all people. Three different statements found in one sentence. Good news, great joy for all people. You know, the angels declared joy. I mean, they were saying, joy is yours. Here, you can have it. Mary and Joseph, according to the text, they were amazed with joy. The wise men were filled with joy. The shepherds returned with rejoicing in their hearts. Even John the Baptist leaped for joy in his mom Elizabeth's womb. Now, I'm sure we could make a long reason as to why we lack joy in our lives, and that list would most certainly include our illnesses and sickness and disease and stress and setbacks and money and suffering and struggles and sin. And it happens all around us. I mean, it's not like we wake up every morning and we're able to just reach out, grab a cup full of joy and drink it, you know, but it is a thing that we ought to be able to attain it. You know, the word joy is one of those things that isn't dependent on circumstances. I've heard people say, you know, money can't buy happiness, but you know, that's not true. Money can buy happiness. It's just for a fleeting moment. I mean, the new car smell only lasts so long, right? The new dress only fits for so long. That pair of boots is only in fashion for so long. Happiness would depend on the circumstances in our life. If my life happens to happen the way I want it to happen, then I'm happy. Let me just try to say that one more time. That's a mouthful. If my life happens to happen the way I want it to happen, then I'm happy, right? The word joy, on the other hand, is a relationship word. Being part of a family, for instance, doesn't change if you become sick or poor or lose your job or you're homeless. It doesn't do that at all. The Bible tells us that the shepherds returned with joy in their hearts, but did the circumstances of their lives suddenly change because of this Christmas announcement? No, it didn't. When they returned after seeing the baby, Jesus, they were still financially poor. They were still considered the lowest class of the social order. Their sheep still smelled badly, and they required constant care. And they returned into the same wife and kids they had before Jesus was born, but they were still full of joy. Their response gives us this picture, this illustration of a secret to joy that most of us, starting with me, often miss. How can we maybe be not happy about the circumstances in our life, but still have joy? Well, I think the text tells us a couple things pretty quickly, and that is this. The good news is of personal significance. Think about that. The good news, which is Jesus coming and Jesus leaving heaven and coming to that little stall to be born into this world, was all about the good news, or better said, the gospel of Jesus and his story. It is the good news that is of the most, utmost personal significance. Jesus came so that he might be in a personal relationship with us. God left heaven, and Emmanuel, God with us, came to this earth to have personal significance. You know, the first key to understanding Christmas joy is to understand our personal significance to Christ. You know, but people have asked me this question before, how important am I to God? You know, the scriptures warn us against thinking too highly of ourselves, but you've also got to understand who God created you to be. You are not an accident, my friend. God created you on purpose. And notice in the Christmas message what the angel said to the shepherds, "For unto you." Imagine what this truth would mean to the shepherds. God's amazing love came first for them. They may not make the front page of the Jerusalem Times, and they're certainly not going to be on the book tour around Israel, but they made it into the pages of Scripture. They were special because God loved them. Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us, had a personal significance for them. God cared for them. And friend, he cares for you and me. The good news is he came for you. Today, live in the certainty with great personal significance that the good news of the gospel of Jesus came for you, and celebrate that today. And please don't miss the opportunity to be a part of the Sounds of Christmas on December 9. We'll gather at 5 p.m. in the worship service. And it's going to be a great evening of classic Christmas festivity, including s'mores and all the fixings to be a part of a perfect celebration for Christmas. God bless you, friend. I hope to see you soon. Bye now.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.